Matt and Melissa in the morning on WICC 600.
Hey, good morning. We are checking in now with Jim Roberts of H2M Architects and Engineers. And Jim, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you very much for having me on. I'm doing great. It's still sunny out.
That's
so
good.
We're good.
Yes, that's very, very good. Absolutely. Now, first of all, Jim, start off by just telling us a little bit about your background, H2M. What is it that you do?
Sure. So I have been with H2M since 2016. I had retired from working with New York City. I ran the water and sewer system for the city for about a decade and was with them for over 30 years before I joined H2M. H2M is what we call a multidisciplinary firm, Melissa, which basically means we do a lot of engineering things and we do a lot of architectural things. We were established in 1933, so we've been around a long time.
Wow.
We practice water and wastewater are a big focus of our practice. We have a very large architectural practice. We do a lot of work with schools and colleges and assisted living facilities, which are very much in demand these days. And then we have all the necessary sort of support disciplines that help us with that, electrical engineers, mechanical engineers. So if there are any prospective engineers coming out of college or looking for jobs out there, we're also looking for people.
That's great, actually. That's great to get out there. And my gosh, you're only 12 years away from being 100 years old. That's amazing.
You know, it's a testament to the way that the company really manages itself. But, you know, we are almost 500 person strong now.
Wow.
When I came on in 2016, we were roughly 350, right? So we continue to grow, and we're proud of that. But it's not easy, and you know, we pride ourselves on being. Having the horsepower of a big firm and managing our clients like they deserve to be managed with the small firm touch, right? So we're very, very, very interested in making sure that all our clients are treated and respected the way they deserve to be treated.
And people may not even realize, Jim Roberts with H2M, you know, some of the big projects that you guys have been behind. For example, it sounds like you guys helped out with the post office in Bridgeport. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So we've had a very longstanding relationship with the United States Postal Service. And, you know, it's interesting that the things you hear about places like the post office, you never hear about all the good things they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they've been for decades, you know, very responsive to managing their infrastructure. And so we've worked with them on Long Island, throughout New York and New Jersey. And recently one of their project managers said, you know, we've got a project in Bridgeport and we think you guys can help us with that. So we work on what we call an on-call basis. So when they have a project anywhere, they can pick up the phone and talk to us, and we'll help them sort of scope out what they need. And so we were brought in to work on the Bridgeport project, which will ultimately turn into about a $1.5 million. About a $1.5 million replacement of their boiler plant and the electrical systems and automation that goes with that. And you know, kudos to the Postal Service and their management for being proactive and moving the needle on keeping their systems energy efficient and all those things, right? So nobody ever gives anybody credit for doing the things before they break, but you really have to do those types of things in those projects. So it's a good project. We're excited about it, and it does give us a sort of brings us a little bit more into Connecticut. We've done some other work with Connecticut, Southern Regional Connecticut Water, for example. We were involved with one of their tank projects recently. We do work with Aquarian Water as well, although not as much as we'd like to, but we're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really think that the sort of our experience, as I've said, our experience, particularly on Long Island, very much, you know, mirrors the shorelines of Connecticut and the Sound, and you know the problems and the challenges are, you know, very much the same. And you know, whether it's you know, trying to keep the nutrients and nitrogen impacts off of the Long Island Sound and making sure the beaches are swimmable and enjoyable, or just you know you're drinking water and your well systems. You know, there are a lot of parallels between, you know, the success that we've had both in New York and New Jersey and I think what the challenges are in Connecticut as well.
What do you think, Jim Roberts, about safe drinking water? I mean, we've seen a lot of headlines on emerging contaminants, water availability, things like that. And I know even just here in our listening area, especially like Fairfield County, a lot of residents really concerned about it. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, you know, Melissa, that is really it's a challenge of the day, and I think it's magnified by a number of things. Number one, I think there is a greater awareness on the part of the public, and I think that's a good thing. I think that the regulators, and in this case, for example, the Connecticut DEP and their counterparts in all the regions across the country, are really paying attention to emergent contaminants. So a lot of the water systems have been impacted, for example, by older, like Navy, Air Force, you know, industrial plants that were using chemicals such as 1,4-dioxane. That might be one that you, you know, can read about, you know, and if you hate chemistry, a lot of people hate chemistry, Melissa. So, you know, when you start saying 1,4-dioxane, they start going, what?
Yes.
But 1,4-dioxane, and there's a big suite of contaminants that they call perfluorinated compounds, which everybody knows about, right? So if you've got Teflon pans, you know, that you cook with, well, mm-hmm. those Teflon pans were coated with perfluorinated compounds and you know, at some point, maybe they didn't understand the impacts. I think in other cases, maybe they did and weren't as diligent as they should have been. So there's been a big movement towards regulating these compounds and towards forcing water suppliers to really manage and treat those systems. We do a lot of that work. It is probably the thing that keeps us the busiest, and it's vitally important to public health. So. You know, we're happy to, and we do see systems in Connecticut that are experiencing, you know, similar things, maybe not as much as scale. Long Island, for example, had you know, you may be familiar with the Grumman Naval Site.
Yep, sure.
Really heavy contamination in some of those real industrial areas. But you know, Connecticut has some challenges ahead as well, I think. And I think your state regulators are doing a good job.
Well, Jim Roberts with H2M, if anybody wants to contact you guys and get your help on some of these projects, how do they find you?
Well, our website's pretty simple. It's H2M.com. It's H2M Architects and Engineers. And, you know, we're easiest to find on the website. My personal email address is very simply jroberts@h2m.com. I'd be happy to take any questions or provide any information that I could. And I really appreciate, Melissa, the opportunity to be on and talk to you this morning. It's great.
Yeah, well, I look forward to having you back on really soon. Thank you so much. That's Jim Roberts with H2M Architects and Engineers here on WICC 600. What do you say we check on traffic and weather? And